Rose, you're incredibly well known as one of our country's sort of top food writers. You've got your column in The Telegraph, which I have to admit is one of my favourite things to read. And you wrote a little while ago an article that literally made me sit up, bolt upright, like a light bulb had gone off, about a pop-up bakery. And that's something your children and you have been doing for a couple of years now.
Very, very nearly 2 years. It's called the Pocket Bakery. Its name came from the idea that they should earn their own pocket money and I'd stop handing out cash to a couple of young teenagers. The Pocket Bakery is one of quite a few community bakeries in the country, or little family bakeries. That seems to be something that's popping up often now. But this one was with a difference, because it was a bakery run by children in order to give them a skill, to give them something which they could use perhaps when they leave school. Maybe it's their profession. If it isn't, it's a great way to tread water rather than doing something very menial while you wait for the job of your dreams. I feel at the moment that, you know, our kids are in a situation where unless they are very lucky, they may have to wait in a queue for the job they've always wanted, because we've got a backlog and you know, a lot of problems in the economy. So I thought, well, let's teach them something that they could do if they went travelling, if they went to Australia or anywhere else, or let's just teach them something they could do. They could set up a market stall. So that was behind it. We then, having had the idea, sat on it for 6 months, because I didn't, in truth, know how to make a sourdough bread. And my kind of one or two efforts have been disastrous and stank, frankly. And I thought we'd not do it. I didn't want to make a kind of conventional yeast bread. In the end, we were rescued by someone who's become a very good friend to us, who is called Giuseppe Mascoli. Giuseppe runs a famous pizzeria in Brixton Market called Franco Manca, as well as many other restaurants now. And he has a sourdough, which he gave to us, a sourdough starter, and showed me how to use. And I mean, within about a week, we were up and running, because this sourdough is special. It has a really extraordinary taste. It's Italian. It comes from a bakery who claim it's been alive since 1790, if not more. And he taught me how to make the bread, taught me how to keep the sourdough happy, how to refresh it, how to keep it throughout the week. And now we bake on Fridays for Saturday. That's for our neighbours. And our customer base is up to about 80 people. But, you know, it might be 20 that come 1 week. It might be five. We have some real regulars. And they just walk in through our kitchen door. And it's given me a lot of, you know, neighbourly friends, which is great, which I didn't really bother with before, because in London you don't. You kind of tend not to know who you're living next door to, and now we do.
It's very interesting, because your article inspired me to set up the pop-up bakery in our... And we called it the Rose Bakery, so we named it after you.
Oh, I feel so humbled by that. It's so nice, actually, because it's sort of... I like the way that we're growing this extended family. I mean, I hope it's a commercial operation. My husband sometimes harumps that it's a charity, but I love that. I love the way that somebody else joins in, and then we sort of send each other messages, and you know that it's kind of spreading, and it's great. It's good for people, isn't it, really?
One of the things I noticed was that I left my children to do the sales. I would often, because they're a little bit younger than yours, mine are 10, 8 and 5. Obviously, I'm putting them to work at an early age. But I noticed, noticed my 10-year-old having to, I left her to deal with the money. Mm. And she had to do the business side of it. It was fantastic.
Well, that is as much a skill as learning how to make a decent dough. I mean, mine do the bread making. My son is kind of rugby player shaped and needs for dough. My daughter does the shaping, and so she cuts for dough and shapes for dough and wraps it up, puts it to bed, couche for the next day. I tend to get up early and bake, because, I mean, no arguing in the world is going to drag those two out of bed before 9 o'clock, so I tend to get up at about 7:30 and bake. But it has been very important, and it's much more than making money for them now, although, you know, it gives them a decent chunk of pocket money, some of which we save. It's I think in some ways got them through what might be quite a difficult time. You know, they are at an age where there are all sorts of things, happy things they want to do. There are a lot of things I don't want them to do. The one thing about the Friday night bakery is that for when both my children were at school, it kind of kept them there. I mean, on the one occasion where my son said, no, I don't want to do this, it's stupid, I want to go and see my friends, and sort of walked out of the door, he didn't get as far as the bus stop, but he came back. And we just thought, he really means something. And now he's using it more. He's not in school, and he's using the baking skills in some holiday work he's done. I think he quite seriously wants to make a business out of it. Although rather like your kids who are doing the money in your little bakery, he likes that side too. So he's kind of, how can I do this and make lots of money without having to do too much hard work?
sounds like most people would think that way. I like him already.
At which point Mummy says, but we're artisans, darling. No, seriously, I think it's been really good for him, and it's got him the sort of respect of his friends and our neighbours.
So, I mean, from a point of view, I mean, I'm dreading that point where my children become teenagers, and I know that I'm thinking, are they going to get in trouble? Are they going to hang out on, outside the local shop? Are they going to be smoking? Are they going to be drinking? Because, that's what, let's be fair, most teenagers love to be naughty, and I was one of them. But so this is a good way of getting teenagers to take a little bit of responsibility and learn new skills.
I don't think a bakery is going to stop them doing all those naughty things they're going to try and do. But what it does is it's better for our relationship. I mean, my relationship with my children, like a lot of people who have children of that age, goes through its moments. And yet I think it's been quite good to negotiate back to, sort of good temperedness with this, because we know we're going to do it together. I mean, we rely on each other. They earn out. That's given them huge confidence. I mean, I don't think, perhaps parents don't realise how much children hate taking their money when they're asking for it.
That never really occurred to me, you know?
Well, it is something that if you ask them, do you like asking for money? No, most of them hate asking for money, and they ask for pocket money. If they have their own money, you just see them grow up a notch. It's really quick.
Did it when I mean, selling your bread and selling your baked goods, has it made your children a little bit more aware of the value of money? Because that was the big thing for me when I wanted the children to realise how difficult it was to earn it.
Absolutely. And I think anybody who kind of suffers that thing of, kids saying, oh, come on, you don't give me very much, and so-and-so's got a better kind of pair of shoes than I have, and why can't you, and all of that sort of angst. When they have their own and you say, well, look, if you really want that, go and buy it, and then they go and pay their money, they do not only realise the value of things, but they also realise that your hard-earned is not just, there for them to kind of dip into. It actually matters to you too. I think they really do begin to mature when they earn their own money. And yet it goes against what we're kind of told. Schools are rather horrified by this. I mean, at my children's parents' meeting once, a teacher said to me, I hear you run a bakery, in a very disapproving tone, because obviously it was interfering with, homework algebra. But, there's no point in me sitting there and telling a teacher that my bakery is probably going to be more used to them
than algebra.
Than geography. But yeah, algebra, actually, geography is very useful. but, I wasn't going to get into that one. But I think that it I'm losing my thread now.
It's fine. The other thing I was going to talk to you about briefly, I noticed when I read the article in the Telegraph that there were some comments, some pretty sort of comments that obviously people didn't understand what was and wasn't allowed. It's not as difficult as you think to set up a pop-up bakery, and I believe that children actually have a tax allowance. When I looked it up, I was delighted to find that they got something. I don't know the exact amount. I think it was around about 7,000 something, but it changes each year. So in actual fact, their children are actually allowed to earn their own money, and which is incredible, really.
Yeah, children can earn their own money. I don't know the exact details because it's never in sums that I think are remotely significant, at least not yet. They also can bake in their kitchens, providing your kitchen is, in our case in the city, our kitchen has to be registered. Our kitchen is registered baking is a really good cottage industry because it's very safe. I mean, in terms of hygiene, because we keep dry ingredients, the rest is water, the starter is packaged and in the fridge, and everything is baked at a high temperature. I mean, it's an ideal business for anybody who thinks, oh, everything I've heard about food hygiene tells me that, you know, I can't do this. It's not, it's a perfect one. And I mean, I've heard, touch this lovely wooden fence we're standing beside here in this nice field in Northamptonshire, that the local authorities are pretty tolerant and, you know, even encouraging. I think what they want, I mean, particularly in a city, they want to see young people running market stalls in the subsidised farmers' markets or elsewhere. They're very kind of keen to promote enterprise, at least in our area, in Wandsworth, I hear. So, you know, long may they do that, because I do think that, as I say, this is not just about bread, even though, of course, it's a kind of euphemism for money. It is actually about families, you know, getting on well together. It's about neighbourliness. And it's about giving them a better product. I mean, if it's nothing, I mean, it must be delicious. You can't sell bad bread and get away with it for long.
Rose, I'm absolutely delighted that you've taken the time to chat with me. It's been such a beautiful afternoon. And I'm really, I have to say, I've been running the bakery now, I think, for about 6 months, and your words absolutely inspired me, and I hope that anyone listening to this is going to be as inspired as I was.
Thank you so much, and please do keep it going.